nights, the night I get in some shit. Yeah. Deep cover on the incognito tip. Killing motherfuckers if I have to. Filling gaps too. Let your niggas know I'm coming at you. I guess that's part of the game. But I feel for the nigga who think he just gonna come and change things with the swiftness. So get it right with the quickness. And let me handle my business. Yo, I'm gonna
Hey, how are you? Welcome to another thrilling edition of Last Exit of Brooklyn.
We're back.
Eric Bronstein is here again. How are you?
We are back. I'm excited.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
You look excited.
This is as excited as I get.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. Me too. obviously, we haven't done this in a few weeks.
Yeah. We'll be back, though.
And, so the inauguration.
Right.
A lot of stuff happened. How long has it been since he's been in office?
2 weeks. You know, I feel bad about that, but we'll, you know.
No, but how long has he been in office, Trump?
2 weeks.
Okay, yeah.
And it's just...
It's been a little crazy. So, where are we at right now with a lot of stuff's happened?
Right.
I guess the last main thing was last weekend, the executive order, the refugees. Was that last weekend?
That was last weekend. But so much has even happened since then. It's insane.
Yeah, and I was telling you before, it's hard for me to keep up because, mm-hmm. every day there's just, some new... new horrible thing.
Right.
Australia.
Yeah, that's
yelled at.
This week he just pissed off everybody.
Okay.
You know, he's putting some sanctions back on Iran. He pissed.
What
off
does that mean exactly? I kind of understand that, but I feel like a lot of people don't know what that means.
Yeah.
What are the sanctions that?
That they put on, there were minor ones, but you know what sanctions are in general.
They're just kind of limits.
You can't really. A lot of these countries won't do business or trade as with these countries. So it really hurts them. That's why Russia, you know, has those P tapes on Trump and he wants them to lift the sanctions. And he lifted some sanctions.
Did he already?
Yeah, but it was cybersecurity sanctions, which is the worst thing you could, you know, they're fucking, you know, hacking everybody and they're lifting cybersecurity sanctions.
So what do you think? What is the thing with Iran? So he's not lifting sanctions with Iran, is he?
Well, they already lifted them. Obama did, but then he put some back on because they fired a weapon or a missile or something.
And so
like
what's
that.
The big thing with him? Everyone's it's just kind of because he's so volatile and unpredictable, that's what scares everyone because if you're the president, you just kind of start wars with by saying things.
Yeah.
So that's basically what's he hung up the phone on the
Australian
prime minister.
Guy, yeah.
But and then the guy said he didn't hang up the phone, but he still said it was a bad conversation.
Right. I guess he was saving face, you know. But I could see Trump hanging up the phone.
Oh yeah, totally. I don't know that I can't imagine Trump getting off the phone without hanging up the phone. I mean,
one of his calls ends up in a hang up.
Right. Yeah. I don't think he would. Can you explain the Iran thing more? So.
As much as I can, it just seemed like they fired some missile. So Trump was like, oh, that violates something, something. So we're going to put some sanctions back on, but not all the way. He just wants to, and he's signing, he's doing a lot of stuff by executive order, which a lot of this stuff isn't even binding. You know?
Yeah, that's the thing, too. I guess, do you think he understands that just signing executive orders doesn't mean that they're officially... you know, an act or something.
Right. Just today, you know, because there was that protest in Berkeley because that guy went to speak there, that's Milo guy who's this...
No, I don't know. I kind of heard something about Berkeley, but
yeah,
what happened?
There's this alt-right guy he's the one who trolled Leslie Jones last year on Twitter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he's this alt-right, he's this fucking asshole, and he went to Berkeley to speak, and why would they hire that guy at Berkeley?
Why did they? Did they say?
I don't know. The most liberal fucking place in the planet.
Yeah.
So it was huge protests, and I think it was slight riots or something. And then so Trump tweets out the next day, that was horrible the way they acted at Berkeley. I'm going to cut off their funds. And they're like, people are like, he doesn't control their funds. It's nothing.
Yeah.
It's a state thing anyway.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's true. Is Berkeley a state school or a private university?
I think it's a state, but either way.
Yeah. The state, the federal government and the state are separate.
Right.
So, so what do you think? I mean, the executive order, I mean, that was the big thing. I can't believe that was even a week ago.
Yeah.
Or was that a week ago?
I think it was last weekend. Yeah.
Wow, that doesn't seem... It seemed like so long ago.
I know, because he's done 80 things since then. It's just... can he even keep up this pace? This pace is... You can't keep this up. It's just too much for everybody.
I don't know. And then the big thing with when he fired Yates,
yeah,
the DA, mm-hmm. That was only like 3 days ago, right? Yeah. So and the thing about that, like, I was watching, MSNBC when this happened. Obviously, it's very like skewed, the way they present things. But, they're comparing it to
Nixon with
the Saturday Night Massacre. Right. But it's kind of not really the same thing. No. Actually, and like I was just like in school, we were just studying, because she was a lawyer, and I have to take an MPRE where to the rules of professionalism when you're a lawyer, and you can't like reveal client, attorney client privileges or confidential information.
Okay.
And her email is kind of violating.
Oh,
that.
Really?
Kind of, because she represents the government.
That's true.
And she's basically like putting out a letter that's like, yeah, I think that like I don't agree with them. So it'd be like if you were a lawyer for a murderer and you were sent out an email to everyone, you were like, I think this guy murdered people. You can't do that.
No, I think she knew it was going to happen. And not only that, it was probably a good move because now she's going to be like this liberal folk hero,
Right. And I think like that's why she did it. And I understand it because I think it was kind of like she was making a statement with it.
Right.
Because obviously this wasn't just like a normal. But what is your whole take on the executive order thing?
Well, they were always mad that Obama was doing it. Now all of a sudden it's okay,
What I was going
to
say.
Yeah. And Obama had to do it towards the end because they wouldn't let him do anything at the last couple of years. He couldn't total gridlock.
Right.
So he would like consult his lawyers and he'd be like, all right, so can I do this? Can I do this? He would actually like go back and forth and say, is this constitutional? Is this legal? I don't think Trump's really doing that so much.
No, I don't think he really even runs it by
Bannon, I guess that's about it.
So what's the thing with Bannon? Like, I feel like he's kind of getting, not that people are ignoring him and not right. aware of it, but I mean, it's kind of amazing that isn't he just kind of this white supremacist?
Yeah, and he's like the Rasputin type. He's controlling Trump, they think. He's the guy, the brains behind everything.
Right, and I mean, this clearly was like a Muslim thing, right, that they were kind of just trying to avail behind.
Yeah, except for the certain states that
that he does business with. Yeah, which ones?
The big ones, Saudi Arabia. I mean, if you're going to do it, do Saudi Arabia. They all come from there.
Right.
It's all the 9/11 people. It makes no fucking sense.
Yeah. So what do you think the bit? I mean,
Saudi Arabia's got this total get out of jail free card, man. They can do anything.
Why, though? Because of that? Because
we're so tied in with them with the oil and all the other crap,
Where do we get most of our oil from?
I think we export a lot now. But because of the fracking and stuff.
Yeah.
But I guess we get some from the Middle East.
So that's why if you ever like discover oil in the United States, you're just immediately a millionaire.
I think that's the rule. I'm not sure.
Well, because that's why. Right. Because we need oil as much as
according
possible.
According to the movie Hell or High Water. Did you see that one?
No, I didn't. Oh. Is that with is Jeff Bridges in that?
Yeah, I just saw that one. That's one.
I feel like he's in every movie like that. And who else is in it? Ben Foster?
Yeah.
He's good.
Played a psycho, which he usually does anyway.
Yeah, I get the feeling that guy's just crazy in general.
And Chris Pine.
Chris Pine, yeah.
Who's not Chris Pratt.
Wait, is he nominated?
Who's not Chris Pratt,
Yeah, exactly.
You know the funny thing? You know Chris Pine, who his father is?
Is it the guy from Seventh Heaven?
No.
No, who is it?
It was the sergeant, on Chips.
Oh, yeah, right. I did know that. The guy kind of looks like Harrison Ford, right?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I used to love Chips.
Yeah.
We're getting off, but yeah, no, that's fine. Did you watch Chips?
No, but I saw the preview for the movie.
Oh, yeah, who's in it? Is it?
Pena, Pena.
And then the guy, Dax Shepard.
Dax Shepard.
Where it's like, how is that guy as famous as he is?
Well, they're going to 21 Jump Street that.
They're going to make fun of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's the way to do it. Dax Shepard, he's like kind of an interesting celebrity because he's like insanely, he's really successful.
Mm-hmm.
But he just kind of started, he was on like Punk'd.
Yeah, but he was greeting the Groundlings and stuff.
Yeah, but
he was actually funny on Punk. Did you ever see him on Punk?
Yeah, I guess so. The one with Justin Timberlake is the big one.
That's the best one where he's like crying.
But yeah, and he's like breaking his stuff. I guess he is funny. Do you remember there was a while where like comedians were like they were on Punk'd all the time?
Yeah,
and it was like I think when Dax Shepard became big, comedians thought it was like they were going to be the next Dax Shepard.
Yeah, there was no other.
And then it was like,
well, he gets to have sex with Kristen Bell every night. So
that's what I mean. He has this like amazing. I feel like his life is a lot better than it deserves to be.
Yeah.
And he like, I remember when Owen Wilson tried to like kill himself.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, the rumor was because, you know, Owen Wilson had been with Kate Hudson. And she, I guess she had dumped him for Dax Shepard, and then there are all these pictures of Dax Shepard and her, and so he like tried to kill himself.
Really?
But I was like, that's really lame. Like, if you know your Owen Wilson, you're going to kill yourself because of Dax Shepard.
And no one should kill themselves for Dax Shepard.
I know. Yeah. It's just like, I, you know, Owen Wilson like worked really hard and got really far. That might have been why. He might have been like, this guy was on fucking Punk'd. Like,
yeah.
He must have just been at home every night being like, wait, you're leaving me for the guy on Punk'd? Like, I wrote Rushmore.
Yeah, you know,
I'm sorry, he's really funny. You know, you're just like, I don't understand it. Like,
he plays a white trash guy in every movie.
Yeah, I mean, he's good, but I could. It's kind of like, you know, I thought it was funny, like Eminem, like when he first became huge. You know, his girlfriend that he had been with since he was like 15, they got married. And then, like, she was always, like, cheating on him. And I think he was, like, going insane. Because I think he was, like, I'm fucking, like, what, you know. And she would just be cheating on him with, like, some dirtbag guy. Yeah. And he was, like, I'm the biggest star in the world. Like, what do you need?
Right. And then it makes him more attracted to her. Because he can get anyone except for her. Basically.
Right. And she's just kind of like, sorry, I don't know. I just like the bouncer at the club. So I think that's funny.
Yeah. Good little... Dax Shepard's sidetracked a little bit.
Yeah, I don't, for some reason I went through this weird. He was on like a podcast, and I heard the interview of him, and he's like interesting. He has the perfect that attitude of like, I just got into showbiz, I didn't even care.
Yeah, I hate those fucking people. Yeah.
But it was so funny. Like he's just like, I just didn't even care, and then they were like, hey, you should do this movie. I was like, all right,
yeah.
I just want to drive cars. Like, that's what he says in the interview.
I think these interviews are true, because Chris Pratt said the same thing. He was, like, waiting tables.
Right.
And someone discovered him. And he wasn't even an actor.
Apparently, yeah. I heard the story. It's, like, Radon Chong.
Yeah.
Is that the story?
That's
like,
the story.
He was waiting on her, and then she was like, you're the greatest. And then I think the movie he did with her was, like, shit.
Right, but he wasn't even an actor before then. That's the difference.
Was he not? Where was he? He was just waiting on Radon Chong in Ohio.
No, it was in Hawaii or something like that. He went out to Hawaii and he was like living off the land or camping, smoking weed.
Of course.
He worked at like this place and she just said, oh, I like your personality. I mean, obviously Steven Spielberg wasn't going to see him as a waiter and give him a job. She had to work his way up. But
yeah,
once you get in, you're in, you know, kind of.
That's so funny. Do you think like he's helping out Radon Chong now? I guarantee you. She's like, hey, Chris. He's just like, shut up.
I don't forget what movies was she in. Was she in Red Dawn? What do I think? No, that was.
No, she was.
Because her name is Dawn.
Yeah, that's where you're confusing. A lot of people made that mistake. A lot of people were walking out of there like, I thought this is the Radon Chong life story. She was in. Soul Man.
Right.
That's her big one. That's where they met. You know, she was married to what's his
Thomas
name?
Howell?
Yeah, they were married for a while.
And that movie, we'll talk about it another time.
That movie, yeah. Looking at it now, it's insane that they made that movie.
Yeah.
Just him in blackface.
and he looked totally white, too.
Yeah.
He just looked like a white guy.
He had like a fake afro, like this curly. He just couldn't be any more racist. You know what I mean? Like, there's dicey areas though now, like they do that, like there's an episode of Friends where he goes to a tanning salon and he keeps getting
it
in his
episode,
face.
Yeah.
It is funny, but by the end he's literally like in blackface.
Yeah.
And that's like the joke.
Gotta be careful with that.
I feel like that was like they were right at the end of being able to toe that line.
Yeah.
Could you do anything like that? I mean, the thing with Soul Man, it's so stupid because it kind of like hurt him, but it's so clearly supposed to be ridiculous,
right.
But I think it really hurt him. People say it really like kind of destroyed.
I think we got
him.
A caller.
Yeah, our first caller.
You're on the air.
My weekly podcast call. that phone never rings except when I'm recording this podcast. I'm going to answer it one of these days. It's probably Spielberg. It's probably people complaining about this podcast.
Well, you know, I just saw talking about political correctness because I just saw Bill Burr's new stand-up special.
Oh, yeah. What's it called?
I forgot. It's great. But he really is very politically incorrect in it. And
good.
Good. Yeah, and he does the concert in Nashville, so I think he thought the audience would be totally like, go ahead. But they were a little... They tightened up at certain points.
Oh, really?
Kind of ripped into him. Not they loved him, but it was like it was kind of cool that he left that in because it was
right.
Like,
he doesn't like make it like edit it around him looking better.
Right. I mean, he still crushed and was amazing, but you know, he goes into some places. It's
he's
like,
sort of like the guy now, I'd say. Like yeah. He kind of snuck into being the premier comedian.
Yeah.
Because he's like still sort of under the radar ish. He's not, but he's not like huge like Louis C.K.
Right.
Louis C.K. was that guy, and then he became so big, you could tell it was harder for him to be that guy with like everyone's like, when the mainstream's like, well, what do you have next? And Bill Burr is kind of like still the guy who's like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah. And he like shames the audience to like, you know, it's always like, if they tighten up, he just shames them to feeling stupid about how they feel, you know?
Really? Yeah, he's really into that. Like, I remember I did a show with him like 10 years ago mm-hmm. and like pianos, and he did a joke about like, remember when daytime talk shows were around more, more ubiquitous, like just about nothing topics, mm-hmm. like, you know, he was like, I was watching one of those shows and it was like these hot women, like, you know, I'm so hot, like no one will ask me out.
Yeah,
like,
men
are afraid of me.
Yeah,
and he's like, I don't know, maybe it's not that you're hot, maybe you're just a cunt. And you know, nope, it didn't do well. And then he kept going. And he was like, ah, you guys seem like upset. Like, is it because I said cunt? Like, is that what the problem is?
Right.
Like,
right.
I just said the word cunt. Like, I wasn't meaning to be offensive. Like, some people are cunts,
especially in the Lower East Side that time. You know?
Yeah, this was like mid-thousands.
Right.
And,
I mean, even now it's more so. But although I'm starting to see now that the word cunt has come around a little bit. It used to be you couldn't
especially
say it.
Especially on this podcast. Yeah.
But used to not. It'd be total death to say it on stage. And now I'm seeing it because I've said it. And I'm like, I used to not. And I'll say it once in a while. So maybe people think it's a goof word now or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that's interesting. I don't think I've ever said it on stage.
Right.
I don't think I ever have because I think I'm afraid of.
It's a tough word.
It is. Yeah. You really have to like. It can go bad easily.
Yeah. And if you're a dude, you can lose the whole crowd. You know.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if I ever have said that. I've seen people like you. I remember for a while people were using the N word a lot, like white guys, and I thought it was like weird.
Right.
I didn't think it was like Louis C.K. did a joke. He's using the dropping the N word.
Right. Right.
But he's not doing it racially. It's weird. I don't know. It's just that makes me feel weird still.
Yeah.
It makes me feel weird.
You got to be Louis C.K. to say that, really.
I guess that's true.
Mostly.
Yeah. He was already, and it was when he was like, it was his third hour or something. So, yeah, anything else on Trump? I know I we got off
that's
into
right.
the chips thing.
A lot of time.
Go ahead.
No, I mean, it's just, I think that you wonder. I mean, he could say whatever he wants and everyone loves him and stuff like that, but he's pissing everybody off. And he might be living in this fantasy where he thinks that everyone likes the way he's acting, but he cannot continue this way.
You don't like, what do you think could potentially happen?
I don't think they'll impeach him. I think they'd be too scared to unless they found something really horrible. But what I'm hoping will happen is that finally in like 2018 in the off year election, Democrats or just anybody will be so energized to stop this guy.
Right.
And just vote in all these Democrats to just stop this motherfucker from being able to do anything.
And do you think there's going to be possibly in the next like, you know, year and a half when those, you know, midterm elections come up, like a lot of these people who kind of were like, I don't know, swing votes.
Oh, yeah.
Voted for him. They're finally going to like come around.
It'll just be like a protest vote. The problem is probably towards the middle of next year, he'll start acting all nice, you know. And people have these short memories where they'll be like, oh, maybe he is a nice guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just like, because that's like, I don't know. The thing that just happened with the Yates thing, because MSNBC immediately, when they were like calling it the Monday Massacre and they compared it to Nixon. And so I was just kind of like, they were acting like it was an impeachable offense eventually.
Right.
Which I don't really think so. I think they were kind of like stretching that a little bit.
No, I mean, because the Nixon thing was worse.
I mean, that was basically like they were, he was going down, right? And they were investigating. There was like a special counsel, right?
It was a special investigator, and he was starting to find stuff that Nixon didn't like. So Nixon was like, to his attorney general, was like, fire him.
And he was like, no.
Yeah.
And then the guy resigned.
Right.
And then the next guy's like, fire him. And he was like, no.
Right.
And the guy, and then finally, who was it? Bork.
Bork.
Was like, okay, fine. But then that is why he got impeached, right? Because he was just trying to like get rid of the independent counsel, right?
I mean, that was all part of it, but it was, you know.
I mean, the Watergate stuff was, yeah.
Obstruction of justice. But actually, we can get real quick because you're a lawyer, the Supreme Court justice. I mean, that guy is
a disaster. So who is that guy? What's his name? Gore or something?
Gorsuch or something? But he's supposedly more conservative than Scalia. I mean, they stole that seat. They fucking stole it.
Yeah, and I don't understand how that. What happened? So what were they doing for the whole end of Obama's presidency to stop that?
They would not vote on him. They would not have hearings because in the Constitution it says the Senate should advise and consent
right
on it. But, you know, that's kind of vague. I always thought Obama should have just been like appointed him and then just let the courts fight it out, you know?
Right. So why didn't he? Why do you think? Because that just kind of went away too, the whole that Obama just wasn't able to appoint.
I think he should. But you know what they used to do is they used to have these things called recess appointments. You ever hear of this?
Yeah.
When the Congress would go on recess, the president would appoint someone who wasn't popular and he would be there at least temporarily for like a year,
right?
And usually he would get renewed and stuff.
So what do you think is going to happen with this guy?
But they can't. They don't do that anymore because there's no recesses anymore.
There's
usually one guy who sits there and like pretends that Congress is still open.
Right. So it's kind of like trying to sneak them in when everyone's gone.
Right.
It's amazing a lot of the government comes down to just things like that.
Yeah.
Where they're like, when they're gone, we're just going to do this.
Yeah.
Like the filibuster thing where they just refuse to leave.
Yeah. But it's the only tool they have now.
So what do you think is going to happen with the justice?
I don't know. They're going to give him hearings, and I think what they're hoping is that they'll find something. They already found one thing on him that could be bad. But
what?
That when he was in high school, his high school picture next to it said that he was in this Fascism Forever Club.
Yeah,
that's not that bad though. I mean,
I know who didn't have that.
It's bad, but it's worse if a Democrat did it. They'll just, you know, they're all fascists anyway. They don't care.
Right. Do the Dems have any recourse or have any?
Well, they can filibuster, but then the Republicans can, you know, get rid of the filibuster.
Isn't there a thing where don't they need a certain amount of votes or something?
They need
like 60 or something,
only because of a filibuster. But if they get rid of the filibuster, then they only need 50, 51.
So do you think he will get appointed?
I'm starting to think, yeah, but I think they should, you know.
I think he will because, I mean, why would anything not shitty happen?
I know. It's so horrible because he's so conservative and so young. It's like the worst thing about it, you know.
And he's worse than Scalia?
That's what they're saying. It's the time set.
So the thing is, though, how would they overturn Roe v. Wade?
You know, I always think. Right now, they wouldn't necessarily because he's replacing a conservative justice.
That's the thing, like right. Because if he's just like Scalia, what's the difference, really?
Right, but I feel like for years they could have overturned Roe v. Wade, and they didn't, and they probably didn't for a reason because they were probably told not to, because what they would do is they would add restrictions or whatever.
Right.
But you see, if you overturn it, you know, and then it becomes illegal. You're waking a sleeping. First of all, you're waking up liberals
right.
to vote, and then you give conservatives nothing to vote for. Half of them fucking vote on that stupid issue anyway.
Right, right.
You know, that's why they like to keep it alive. It's a dumb issue, and they keep voting on this stupid fucking issue.
It really is like one of the it's the main political issue that never goes away.
Yeah,
abortion really is that issue that. It won't go away. Things won't change because it is such a touchy thing
right.
because it doesn't really go to like privacy of your property.
Right.
Because that's the whole debate. It's like whose property is this really? Like, is it the woman's or does the kid have a stake in it?
Mm-hmm.
Or so it's one of those things. It's like the Middle East kind of like it's something that will never go away because there's so many.
Well, because they'll never be satisfied because if they get rid of abortion. Right, the reason why abortions are so low now is because of that pill.
Right, the morning after pill.
A lot of women aren't even getting to that point where they're really pregnant.
Right,
but see if they win of abortion, yeah,
I don't know what that means, but yeah.
But if they get to that point, if they get rid of abortion, you know what they're going to go after next. They're going to go after that. Then they're going to have to go after the pill. Then they'll probably go after condoms. You know,
right,
they'll never
right.
end with these people.
That's
you know?
The thing. I was just reading all these cases and like, you know, condoms were illegal.
Yeah.
You couldn't like, there were these, there was a case about people were being, you know, convicted of, you know, like a free clinic of advising married couples about getting condoms because you couldn't, married people couldn't use condoms. Mm-hmm. And that was the whole thing. It was a, they, you know, they turned it, they overturned it because it was a privacy. It was a right,
right
to privacy thing. Like what a married couple is doing in their bedroom, you know, if they're using condoms
but
or
but
not.
Don't you think, I bet you there's at least 20% of the anti-abortion people are anti-condom. I almost guarantee it.
Yeah, I just think it's funny, the whole anti-abortion, you know, like in the you know, the right wing where they're always like, oh, right to life, and you know, every life counts. But then when like a baby comes into the world, no one wants to do anything for it. They're like, well, get out of here, buddy. You're on your own. But I want welfare. Oh, sorry, you fucking loser. But we saved you because you were precious. Now go live in the toilet.
Well, it's all about, it's like a religious thing too, all that, because it's like in the Bible or something, it's like babies or infants are like are the only ones without sin. So once they get a little older, they're all sinful. They're all on their own. So that's how they justify it.
Yeah.
They want the babies to be born because babies are without sin. But, you know, when they get turned 1 year old, they're fucking assholes and fuck them, you know?
Right. I actually was, this is the thing I was thinking, you know how like dogs, everyone's so like, I love dogs. I mean, I like dogs, but the whole thing is that they're,
Wow, that's a real statement right there. You like dogs? You're
really I know. I'm really going out on a limb. I don't give a shit who I piss off out there. No, but like the whole thing that the dog, like a dog's spirit is just, they're very like, you know, inherently kind
right.
animals. But when some of them are shitty and like do shitty things, it's like, well, they were like taught to be shitty by
right.
humans. But I feel like with humans, it's like everyone just hates you when you get older.
Yeah.
It's so easy to just hate a human being.
Oh, people love that. Like that Harambe the gorilla. People loved him more than fucking most people, you know?
Yeah. And I think, is it because like people can talk? So like they can say things that like annoy you. Like dogs can't say things. But when a dog's like does evil things, they're like, well, it was taught to do that. But it's like, humans were taught to be
right.
shitty too. You know what I mean?
I think it's the not talking thing, because then, you know.
Yeah, and I go back to like things that can't talk, and everyone loves them, like babies.
Oh yeah.
So if you're not able to like express things and say sentences, people are like, "It's so great."
Well, maybe, you know, with cats, like.
And I get it. I hate like most people too.
But with cats, there was this thing that I guess it was like a, it was like a. A fake thing, but people thought it might have been real. But they say it could be real. They're working on it. A thing where it's a cat translator where you put it around your cat. Cat meows and it tells you what it's thinking. You know,
really? Is that a joke thing?
It was mostly a joke, but then they were saying that they're working on something like this.
Oh, wow.
But I think that would be bad for cats because cats
they
would
are
say,
shitty.
They would
yeah.
be, what do you think a cat would say? Like, you'd go fuck yourself, you know?
Yeah. Like, oh, you still here? Like, faggot. You, I don't know. I mean, I like cats, too. I know everyone hates cats. But, like...
You know how you're saying it? It's like, when you're saying it, it's like when someone says they're not racist, and then they'll say something.
Right.
So when you said you like dogs, but, you know...
Yeah, exactly. I like dogs, but they're fucking... They're stealing our jobs. They're stealing all our women. No, I mean, people, I think cats are like a lot easier to hate.
Yeah.
I grew up with a cat. Maybe that's why I was like biased. And the cat we had was cool. But I get it. Cats are very like moody and
right.
they're not very friendly. They're not like dogs. But dogs can be annoying. I like dogs, but they're very needy. You know, like you can't just have it. Have you ever had a dog?
Yeah.
They're very like you have to like
yeah.
you can't just leave them
no,
for like a day.
They go crazy.
Like a cat, you can just leave for like a year and like they'll come and like.
I did that a couple of times. I think I had a cat and like I would go out for like maybe 2 days, or maybe even three, and I just leave out like a ton of bowls of
yeah.
food
you just have to feed it. They yeah. don't care. They don't give a shit.
But you know how people hire cat sitters? I'm like, cats don't need sitters.
Yeah, that's a little weird. Yeah. Dogs, it's like you can't leave for like 20 minutes.
Right, right.
You leave for like an hour, you come back, it's like they're trying to hang themselves. I had a dog, and it was just the most needy dog. I mean, I loved it, but it was like I would come back after like 3 hours and would just run over. I'm like, dude, come on. Like, I guess it was just didn't have anything to do. Dogs, you know, they want to go outside. Right. That's why it's like if you have a small apartment, it's just like you shouldn't like have a dog, really.
In the city, it's
yeah, unless you have a small dog in a decent-sized apartment, you're always going to be taking it out. It's just kind
of
like...
And you ever see that? Like, you walk around the city in the middle of the winter, and you see these dog people walking their dogs, and they look so depressed, like, come on already.
The person doing it?
Yeah, the person.
Yeah, yeah. They look... Because, yeah, it's freezing, and the dog they have to walk the dog.
And the colder that it is, the longer the dog takes the crap, you know?
Yeah, it's like I said, I loved the dog, but it was like a job.
Yeah,
you really need someone to be home with the dog, or you need to hire a dog walker.
I remember years ago, I went to I was living with this girl
to a dog fight.
Yeah, and we went to adopt a cat. You know, and
for the well, you were dating a girl.
Yeah, I was living with this girl, and we went to adopt a cat, and they get the shelter, and they give you all these. You know, they're really tough. It's like harder to get a kid.
Really?
Know? And they go, all right, so who's going to be home with a cat all day? And we're like,
no
what are you
one?
Talking about? That's why we're getting a cat.
Yeah, because we're not home.
But they're like, someone has to be home. So we had to lie and say one of us was going to be home.
Yeah.
She's like, well,
we're going to quit our jobs. And we're just going to sit at home with this cat.
Who doesn't even want
who's going to be behind the refrigerator the whole time. So what, you just lied about your life?
Yeah, like, I figure other people were doing it, or there was just people quitting their jobs to take care of cats.
I think you have to quit your job to take care of a dog. I do. When I had a dog, like, I didn't have a job at the time for, like, a few months. And, like, I mean, I was like, if I get a job, this dog's going to die. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I just talked to some person, she was saying, I said, what is it like to have a dog? She's like, you just always have to be home. You just, like, wherever you are, you feel like you have to go home.
Yeah, like, I'd come home after, like, literally, one time I think, like, I had been out for, like, no one had been home for, like, 5 hours. I mean, which is not long.
Right.
Just, like, a normal being out. In the, you know, if you have a job.
Right.
And I came home and, like, ripped up the couch. I was like, Jesus Christ. That was the other thing. It was really cute, but it was, like, a rescue dog. And, like, I think it just wasn't well trained or disciplined. So it was, like, kind of nuts and... No one had, like, disciplined it. I kind of tried to, but it just kind of ran wild. And the thing that sucked is, like, by the time it was so much trouble, I already, like, had feelings for the dog. Oh, so man. I felt bad. You know what I mean? Like, I couldn't just be like, get out of here. So I didn't want to just leave it alone. I felt bad that it was and then I understood that. It was kind of not a big apartment. It was one of those things. I was in there. It was like what you were saying. It was like a relationship made that. Like, she made the dog happen.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, I'm like emotionally attached to a dog. So that's kind of like I hated dogs. I was just like, I don't want a dog. Yeah. I hate them. They're so annoying. But now I really like dogs.
Because they react. You call them, they come.
Yeah, they love
you.
You
call a cat, they look strangely at you sometimes.
They just kind of turn and like. They just kind of make it. But I like that too. I think the only problem, I'm allergic to cats.
Oh, yeah.
I would get a cat like right now, like tonight. I was going to get a dog again, but I just can't. Like, no. I'm so big. I just can't fucking. The dog would, I don't know, whatever.
So have you been keeping up with your movies? You want to get into that a little?
Yeah, let's get into that. Because one thing I wanted to talk about was the Casey Affleck thing that we had talked about. Mm-hmm. Because I think that he's not going to win the Oscar because of the whole
sexual harassment thing. Yeah.
But yeah, well, the sexual harassment thing that kind of like went away. Where I guess, what was it when they were making I'm Not Here? I'm Still Here. I'm still here.
Oh, okay.
The Joaquin Phoenix movie.
God.
You know, that's where the sexual harassment.
I didn't know that.
It was when they were making that, these women who were working on it.
So he made two bad decisions there.
I feel like that movie was just like everything about it, like just destroyed him. Well, it didn't, because it was like 4 years later, he's like up for an Oscar. But yeah, I guess there were like all these stories about like him and Joaquin Phoenix were like banging chicks. You know, they're both married.
All right, right.
First of all, he's married to Joaquin Phoenix's sister.
Is he really?
Yeah, or he was. I guess they're separated now, but at the time. So he's with his wife's brother and they're just banging chicks.
She was a Phoenix?
Yeah. Summer or something?
Yeah, it had to be some weird name, right?
Yeah. Granola Phoenix. Mushroom Phoenix. No, yeah, because they were so weird. They were hippies, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
And they, you know, it's like, so, it's so funny because what happened was I think they were just hippies. They didn't have any money. And then they were just like, we have kids that are good looking. So let's just make money off that.
Right.
Which is all it really came down to.
Sure.
Let's just put all our kids into showbiz and one of them will hit.
Yeah.
Because they made them like sing on the street and stuff.
No, they didn't, really.
Yeah, that's how they started. I think they, I guess they got lucky. A couple of them were like really good looking, and then were, I guess, were really talented. I guess you're a really good actor though, if like you've been like, you know, forced from the age of three to like, you know, entertain people for money. You're gonna learn how to be good in meetings.
Have you see? But I, that was my prediction though with Casey Affleck, that this was, as we get, I don't know, when are the Oscars at the end of the
they're
month?
In like 3 weeks, I think.
I thought as we got closer that they would start doing that, you know.
Yeah, and I think that they are, but I think what happened was like with this whole like women's backlash to Trump, how there's become like a movement,
yeah,
with the women's march. I don't think they're gonna give him an Oscar now. I think that they're afraid of him winning it because I think there's going to be a big backlash from women, because women are kind of like, I don't know, organizing. Is that
right? Well, I was thinking that, like, you know, they probably might give it to Denzel because he was really good in it.
Did you see that?
Yeah, he was really good in it, and you know, it's obviously from last year. They want to make up for the
no black people.
But then if he does win, I was thinking though, that's good if he wins, but it seems like the only black actor who ever wins an Oscar is Denzel Washington.
I know. Who so else does?
Him.
Yeah.
So it's almost like, it's almost worse in a way, because it's like you can't find anybody else, you know?
Who is another black guy that's won an Oscar recently? Jamie Foxx?
He never won. Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah, he went for Ray.
Sidney Poitier, I think, years ago.
Yeah. You had to go that far back. Who else is another black a woman? Viola, did Viola Davis win one? No,
but she's probably gonna win this time.
Yeah,
and then Halle Berry.
Yeah, she won for Monsters Ball.
Right, and then I think before that was the girl from Gone with the Wind. I'm not even joking.
Yeah, it's like not. He should, and that's what I was thinking. So, do you think that they'll do that? They won't give it to Casey Affleck because of? I just feel like there's becoming like a fever pitch of a women's movement kind.
Well,
of.
Well, he won the Golden Globe. No one said much, so but that's different.
Yeah, no one really did. It is funny how they kind of got over that pretty fast, and they're saying it was a double standard because the guy who did Birth of a Nation, the black guy who starred in it, he like wrote and directed it. He like raped people, and then they got mad at him and they didn't give him anything.
Yeah.
But he like, well, I guess Casey Affleck's is like sexual assault. Not of assault. It's like, do you know what the story is?
No.
It's like she was, I think it was basically like, I mean, I'm not like trying to diminish it, but it sounds like he was just hitting on her and like not well.
Right.
You know, and it was like, she was in bed. I think he was hitting on her, and then she went to sleep, and she woke up, and he was, like, in her bed. I guess that's bad. But I don't know if he wasn't, like, doing anything.
But it wasn't rape. I mean, come on.
It was just kind of, like, creepy, you know? Like, bad. He's just not good at...
He comes off a little creepy.
Yeah, he is a little... There's something...
You like that movie?
Yeah, it was pretty funny. That was good. I mean, it's just kind of like... Did you see Moonlight?
No, I'm going to see that next, though. Is that depressing?
It's good. It's good. But I was saying there's a trend now with movies. I think it's a reaction to, like, because every movie, it's either, like, all the big movies now are, like, superhero movies with CGI and explosions and everything. It's like, the whole movie. So now the celebrated movies of, like, well, this is what, you know, art and acting really is like, these really understated movies where people are just, like, standing there not doing anything.
Right.
And that's, like... Oh my God, this is the most amazing acting I've ever seen. It's just him like standing there like,
yeah,
you know, and like everyone's like, I can't believe he's not doing anything.
Yeah, it's what he's not saying, you know?
Yeah, and I get it because it's not, there's more to it. But I think that that's what they're trying to celebrate. Like, well, that's what real like acting, film acting is. Like just the inner emotional life, and you're not like you're not trying to do anything. And I get that. And I think like Moonlight's very... similar. I think they're both movies that it's like nothing really happened. I mean, things do happen, obviously, in Manchester by the Sea, but they don't like...
But I think a few weeks ago, everyone thought La La Land was going to win everything, and I think now it's starting to turn. Because I think
to what?
Well, Moonlight? I think possibly Hidden Figures or Moonlight, because like I think that a lot of people are saying La La Land isn't that good. I watched half of it. I got to get through the rest of it.
You don't like it? Everyone like I liked it. I mean, I don't like love it, but I thought it
was
good.
People are very divided on it, which means that that's not a slam dunk to win it, you know?
Yeah.
So I think about a month ago, or whenever the Golden Globes were, everyone was like, oh, it's definitely going to clean up. But now it seems like people are shitting on it. So that's where this campaigning happens, you know?
Yeah.
As we get closer, people will start shitting on La La Land, or shitting on Casey.
Yeah,
Netflix.
I wonder if that... I think La La Land will win.
Okay.
Just because I think... you know, it came out of a year that with so much horrible thing. Yeah. It's just so many horrible things are going on. It's like, I don't know. It's like, you know, and it's all in within Hollywood. It's, you know, kind of
right.
like their
It's a love idea. Letter.
Yeah, and it's their idea of where they think the world and society is in their own mind. I mean, when you really think about that whole thing, like the Oscars and all that shit, it's like, I watch them and everything, but they're so annoying because it's like literally like 200 people who are just like... having this great party that no one else can get into,
right.
that people want to go to, but no one else can. But they're acting like everyone's it's like enveloping everyone in the world and summing up humanity,
right.
you know. But it's like, you guys aren't in touch with... I guess that's why maybe more and more people are like, you know, disenchanted with Hollywood, because they're just kind of like, fuck you. Like,
yeah.
It's like this really great party... you know, and like of the popular kids, and they're just like, yeah, watch us.
Right, right.
We really know what you're going through.
Yeah.
By the way, like, if you see me in the street, like, don't look at me. But I really, I'm doing this because I want to like talk to people and like help people,
right.
but like, don't look at me on the street.
They hate Trump so much now. because Matthew McConaughey, remember, this week said something. He said America should support Trump. So I wonder.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, it's not a good move
that
for him.
That dick. Yeah, I mean, whatever. That's when a lot of these you know, it's hard to like stand with these celebrities who, yeah, whatever they're saying, they don't know anything about my life. So it's
right.
not like, I'm like, yeah, Meryl Streep. Like, if I went up to Meryl Streep on the street and was like, yeah, I really appreciate what you said, she'd be like, fuck you. Wouldn't it be so funny if Meryl Streep just said, fuck you to you?
Wow.
But, you know, have you ever had that, like, met a celebrity or saw a celebrity and they were, like, shitty to you?
Yeah.
So it's just funny, like, I'm trying to think of a time that happened, like, when it was just, like, really
it happens all
out and out shitty to me. Also, have you been reading this that, like, I guess Hollywood's really struggling now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, movies aren't making money. Have you heard about that?
No, it's not surprising.
Well, they're saying with the whole like streaming and Netflix
right.
and all that, so they're really like struggling with how to react to that.
Right.
Which, when I heard that, I kind of thought that was like funny.
Yeah.
You know, do you have to leave?
What?
Oh
no.
Oh, so you're looking at your thing?
No, I'm listening.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I'm done talking.
Oh.
No. So have you seen anything else?
Why did you think that was funny, though? That's why I was...
That it's struggling? Because, like, it's one of those things that it's an industry... It's like watching a giant, like, kind of have trouble. You know what I mean? Not a giant, but, you know,
right.
someone on a huge winning streak just kind of be like, you know, this isn't going that well
yeah.
for me right now. You're like, oh, really? Like, fuck you. Like, you've had it great for a long time.
Like, if Facebook said, oh, we had a bad quarter or something like that, you know? Like,
yeah, and wanted, like, sympathy. Like, you know, people aren't, like, going to see Fast and the Furious that much anymore. You know? And I'm like, oh, really? Like, yeah. Well, when I went to Hollywood to try and get a job, you guys all gave me the finger. So I hope you guys all die. Like, I hope it doesn't work out.
Right.
But you know what I mean? Like, yeah, like working in that industry a little bit, it's kind of like if the you know, the industry is like known to be kind of cold and hard and not, you know, welcoming to a lot of people. So when you're flaunting it in everyone's face for so long and then you're kind of there having like problems with it, it's just kind of like,
yeah,
it's hard to be sympathetic to it.
No, and that's where like a lot of these Trump people, I mean, they hate Hollywood and they... You know, they, you know, it's a lot of it's jealousy, you know. And
yeah, totally. But, and that whole town is jealousy.
Yeah.
Like, you could just feel the jealousy in the... It's all envy and revenge and, like, just... That whole town is built on, like, that guy was mean to me. Like, now I'm going to do this and, like, fuck you. You know, you've experienced it in comedy, right?
Yeah.
Like, you'll see people and then they... go up the ladder and then they're shitty
yeah.
because they're like, well, you went to the party, like, didn't say anything to me.
Yeah.
And now I'm famous. So yeah. Fuck you. You're like, all right, well, I mean, your whole life was just to get back at me.
But I like to just stick around long enough to see them fall back down again.
That's what I mean, yeah. though. So that's what Hollywood represents. Yeah. Like that guy. It's like that that person is the embodiment of it. Like the studios and all, you know, like all those movie exec bigwigs, they're like shitty.
Yeah.
So to watch them kind of, did you ever see the movie The Player?
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Yeah, I was just watching that the other night, and it's like, what's really funny now is like how different Hollywood is now. It's seemingly like with like pitches and like these right. big studios.
That movie was like this meets this, right? In the pitches.
Yeah, yeah.
Graduate like, 2 or something.
Yeah, it's like Pretty Woman meets The Graduate, and yeah. the whole thing is Julia Roberts is in every movie. Yeah. but it was really funny watching that because, like, you know, he's like the big movie exec. Tim Robbins, and everyone hates him around town because he's like, you know, he has so much power yeah. and he like doesn't green light a lot of people's movies. And then when he kind of starts to fall, everyone's like really happy when yeah. everything's like going bad for him.
I gotta watch that again.
Yeah, and what's really funny now, like watching, is like you see in Hollywood, like the movie stars and the celebrities, like they don't have any power really in mm-hmm. Hollywood. Like, it's really all these like execs.
Yeah.
Like in that movie, he's like one of the most powerful people in Hollywood, and you know, he like he's the star of Hollywood because right. the movie stars know they can't get anything done without him.
So that's why a lot of these movie stars, when they get big, they start their own production companies,
right?
So they can be the big wig, you know?
Yeah, and it you know, the smart ones, yeah, yeah, like write their own thing and produce their own stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, even, like, DreamWorks, I guess, like, they sold their company.
Oh, did they? Yeah, they did, right?
Like, they weren't doing well, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's all, you know, it's not even, like, I'm sure they were all doing, making money, but it's, like, yeah. you have to make so much money to make, like, the investors happy that it's, like...
And yeah, and also movies, because, like, only certain movies will make a lot of money now, right. they have to make these shit movies. Like, the you know, movie theater movies, for the most part, they can't experiment really anymore.
No.
You know what I mean?
Unless they give it like super low budgets. I mean, La La Land was only cost like $30 million or something.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, but that's a chancy movie. They're not going to give that movie a big budget, you know?
Yeah. And so, like, there's got to be a lot of frustration with like filmmakers and stuff because, like, the only movies, that, you know, that's why they keep making like Fast and Furious movies.
Right.
They have to be like sure things because if movies, they have like a bad year, the studio will like go under.
Right, but I think there's so many people now that go outside of it. Like, you know, you did your movie.
Yeah.
You know,
and my movie was huge. Yeah, it's either that, it's either like $100 million or like 50,000 or then like $30 million. But
that's the thing. It's like what you're paying for with the movie studios is the marketing, you know?
Right.
If your movie got pushed behind a fucking big movie studio, that movie would have made money, you know?
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Didn't have that. Well, a company that like didn't like know how to do things.
Right.
Like I movie marketing, at least. I mean, that's an art in itself.
Right.
I guess.
It wasn't like 20th Century Fox, your film.
Yeah, it was DreamWorks.
Yeah, okay.
It was Nightmare Works.
I finally saw Ghostbusters too. I don't know why.
You hadn't seen that?
No.
The new one? Would you saw it on DVD or
on
streaming?
It's on Stars or something. Yeah, it's pretty rough.
It's bad, right? Yeah. It's like horrendously bad.
Did you see it?
I saw it in the theater.
Oh, right.
I saw it opening day. I just like had to see it. There's so many, you know, a lot of times like movies, I just need to see them for myself. I was like, I want to see if this is as bad as I think it'll be. And I mean, I thought it was horrible.
Yeah, it was bad.
Like almost unwatchable. I know people are like, what do you mean? It's good. I don't know. Like, I'm like, come on.
No, it was wasted talent of that movie, really.
Yeah. What else has come out recently? Do you want to hear a story? Like, well, I just saw a movie. Did you ever see The Big Chill?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I saw it a long time ago.
It came out in 83,
yeah,
and it's all about what?
Everyone's in that movie.
Yeah, I guess before their fate. Yeah, Kevin Costner's in it before, yeah. But he got cut out.
Mm-hmm.
He's like the dead guy. Yeah, it's like Kevin Klein, William Hurt, Tom Berenger, and it's all about like they went to college together and now they're getting together because their friend got killed himself, and
right.
I guess they're supposed to be like, first of all, it's all like a midlife crisis
yeah.
movie. Like they're not really happy with how their lives are, and they're kind of at that point like where they are realizing like they're kind of gonna die,
right?
And like it's a good movie, but you know, it's so funny. You know, I saw it when I was I would see clips of it when I was young, and they looked so old.
And now,
well, I was watching it the other day. They still seem really old, but yeah, they're like 35. And it's really depressing to watch because they're younger than me. And I'm like, oh, my God, like those poor people, like they're so old. And I'm like, oh, my God, like I'm older than those people now. But I do think it's indicative of how things have changed because it's not like 35-year-olds are not like that anymore.
No.
First of all, like, they don't look like that anymore. They look worse than me now. Like they do. They look bad and they look old in the movie.
Right.
What is that? Why do you think that is?
Back in the why people looked older back then?
Yeah, like why do the people in The Big Chill at 35 look like they're like,
I don't know. People looked older back in the day, but they were skinnier. I know that. Everyone was skinnier.
Yeah, that's true. They are skinnier. Maybe, but am I right that they look older, or is it just like
or
me?
Or maybe you're just kind of stuck in that.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I don't know though. But no, then you see like you see like maybe an old Abbott Costello. Like yeah, you're short, and you're looking at that, and you're like, oh, because they always seem like older to me, Abbott and Costello.
Yeah,
like, and then you're like, oh, how old were they? And they're like they're 25. I'm like, that man, that's a hard 25, man. That's you know,
right. Well, that I understand.
I think Bud Abbott was like 19 when he started, or something.
Well, but they were probably like in the Depression, though, right? Yeah. That'll definitely age you. I don't know. Was it just they didn't? I gotta say, watching The Big Chill really, it was like a weird eye-opening experience. Yeah. It was a big chill to me, chill down my spine. I was like, it's funny how the other thing is like they're so close, you know, and they're you know they haven't seen each other in so long, and they're like saying things like, you know, I used to be like who I thought I was. I liked myself when I was around you people. I'm like, who had friends like this? I'm like, I don't think I have four people I could call up and say that to right now.
Wasn't Jeff Goldblum in that movie?
Yeah, it was one of his early things. Yeah. And like, it was kind of like the beginning of all of them.
Right.
Like, it was kind of their big first thing. Jeff Goldblum. You know what's funny is the year I was at the Oscars, that was up for Best Picture.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah.
I heard a story about that because they cut Costner out of it.
Yeah.
And he's the dead guy. They were supposed to show him, but they never show him. And apparently, you know, the director, I think it was Kasdan.
Yeah, Lawrence Kasdan.
You know, he felt so bad about having to do that, that he tried to help Costner later on and he put him in Silverado. Which
yeah,
like
he
a
gave,
starting,
yeah. Yeah, he gave him a big role in Silverado.
Yeah. Yeah, Costner was in Hidden Figures. See, I was just laughing about it because Costner now is like he kind of always kind of played the same type of guy, but now that he's older, he's always the same character. It's like
right.
This older, grizzled, but like very morally centered person who
right.
Just, you know, does whatever to get things done. That type of kind of person,
wearing a wig. I feel like he always wears wigs, and or he got some like hair transplant, so his hair looks different.
Yeah.
But yeah, and that's the ironic thing. Like he got like that was one of his first things, and he gets cut out of the movie. He's a dead guy, and he becomes the biggest out of the movie.
Yeah,
because it's really funny. A lot of them were like, I think, well, maybe not, but a lot of them were like had studied at like you know prestigious acting schools,
right?
And I don't think Costner, you know, he was just a guy from California.
I mean, he had a run there for a while.
Costner,
yeah, right up to like Waterworld, which was like you know,
yeah.
Untouchables, Bull Durham.
Well, he definitely, and he still like has this amazing career.
Yeah, I think mean, he had a really comeback, a big comeback.
Yeah, and he's like, I don't know. I know that he got a lot of flack for a while for being shit. Like, I feel like he got known as being a shitty actor for a while. Do you remember that? But I actually feel like he's like not bad. I feel like he kind of became underrated.
Yeah, he just can't do accents. That's all.
Yeah, was that what it was? Robin Hood kind of ruined him because he has like different accents in the movie.
Right.
That's
and then when
bad.
He did, and when he did 13 Days with the Kennedy movie, he's supposed to do a Boston accent. He's in and out of it the whole time.
Yeah, and I think in JFK, he's kind of like that. He's like, oh, how you guys doing? Hello? No, he has like an accent part of Robin Hood.
Right. He just abandoned it in the middle.
It's a bad movie. Yeah. But I get him. Yeah, he like tried to overreach his... His thing was Dances with Wolves, put him over the top. But, you know, he's good in a lot of movies, like Bull Durham, he's good in.
Right. Well, his career was, like, coming up, and then Dances with Wolves, like, the fucking crest. And then he was still doing well, but that Waterworld kind of hurt him.
Yeah, that was a big thing because it was way over budget. Yeah. And it was like when that was a big deal.
Yeah.
I was thinking of like that'll happen to Ben Affleck a little bit, but I feel like Ben Affleck's like unstoppable.
Did you hear about him with the Batman movie?
No, he's not going to direct it or something.
Because this last movie he put out was a big bomb.
Live by Night. Live by that, like they fired him.
He was saying like, I don't want to direct because I want to focus more on the acting. But you know, they might have fired him.
I was thinking that because like, what I feel like, how many good movies does that guy have in him to direct?
Yeah.
I don't think he. Because it was the same thing with Costner. Like, well, I mean, maybe it's a little different, but you know, Costner, it was the first movie he directed. I think that's why it was such a big hoopla. Like,
right.
He was this movie star, and they're like, he can do anything. Yeah. This, and you know, that was another scandal. I'm not scandal, you know, like the hindsight, because it beat Goodfellas.
Yeah.
And I've never seen Dances with
Wolves.
They
never put it on. It was a totally PC movie, you know?
Yeah, it's shit.
But then he was like, and then he, after Waterworld, he was kept doing these movies that were all the same about dystopian futures, like The Postman.
Yeah.
That was just as bad. It was like Waterworld with a fucking postal bag, you know?
Yeah, and like he directed that, right?
Yeah.
That was just the stupidest plot. Do you remember the plot? I didn't see, I just remember.
I just remember one clip when they showed on TV and he's like, I'm a postman. You know?
Yeah. It was supposed to be like society is completely broken down, but he wants to still deliver the mail.
I didn't sell that movie.
Because he just couldn't do any wrong.
Yeah,
at that point.
That was just probably like, let's see if I can get this shit made, you know.
The postman. Just like, yeah, it just sounds like crap. I remember hearing it. I was like, I mean, I didn't even think Dances with Wolves was that good.
No, it's not.
Wait, but there was another movie that I just been reminded of. I can't think of it. Oh, there's a movie coming out that actually sounds really good. It's coming out in 3 weeks. It's called Get Out. Have you heard of it?
Mm-hmm.
It's there's ads all over the train. Like, you know, when you walked, whenever I walked through the train, I saw, and it's directed and written by Jordan Peele.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. Yeah, that looks cool, actually.
And I was like, and it says, like, from the minds of, you know, The Gift and The Visit, or, like, the producers of The Gift, like, all these horror movies,
right.
And the mind of Jordan Peele.
Yeah, it's a horror movie.
Yeah, but it, like, it's by the Key and Peele guy. So I was like, it's, you know, it was very confusing because it looks like a comedy. I was like, it has to be a comedy. But it's about like this black guy going to meet his white girlfriend's family.
Yeah.
It
looks like it'd be interesting.
I read reviews of it and people are like, this is the most amazing film.
Oh, really?
They're just saying it's like unbelievable because it
they
is
said the
like
same
a
thing about Keanu in that movie. Was
that sucked. Did they say that about that? Yeah. That was shit. But then I was like, it's kind of, you know, but you know, it's funny. It's about him meeting his white girlfriend's parents. You know who he's married to? Chelsea Peretti.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Did you ever know her?
No, I never ran. I saw her. I was on one show with her once and, you know, completely.
Yeah, I used to know her.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, that's supposed to be really, that's not much of a story, but I just was reading about it. So, yeah. I'll cut that part out. So, you want to wrap it up? Anything else you want to add about anything?
No, I think we got a lot out. You know, this is good. We're back. You know,
yeah.
How have
you been? Really busy.
I've been kind of busy, you know. But you know, I want to keep this going because I think we got callers now. We got people calling.
One guy keeps calling
from a very old telephone, apparently.
The oldest, loudest telephone. I actually tried to unplug. I had to figure out how to like, and I couldn't do it.
I think it's a ghost phone. You unplug it, it's still gonna ring.
There's a phone in the way back room that's a separate line.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's been there for years and no one uses it. And it rang the other day and I was like, I got to answer this. And I just like, I answered in like a funny voice just to see who it was.
Hello.
Like I answered like that. And the guy's like, hello.
Sales?
Is someone there? Yeah. Like, is someone there? it was really funny. All right,
good episode.
Yeah, thanks. Eric really wants to end this.
No,
I'm just kidding. I really want to end it. Yeah. Okay, we'll see you next time. Last Exit to Brooklyn. Thanks for tuning in, you guys. Please rate and review. And I should have said this at the beginning, but buy my albums.
Yeah,
look them up on iTunes and listen to this and subscribe. Bye bye. Still Snoop Dogg with D.R.E.
okay. Though I've grown a lot, can't keep it home a lot. Cause when I frequent the spots that I'm known to rock, you hear the bass from the truck when I'm on the block. Ladies, they pay homage, but haters say Dre fell off. How? My last album was The Chronic. They wanna know if he still got it. They say rap's changed, they wanna know how I feel about
if
it.
You ain't up on
pain. Dr. Dre is the name, I'm ahead of my gang. Still puffing my leaf, still with the beats. Still not loving police. Still rock my khakis with a cuff and a crease. Still got love for the streets, reppin' 213. Still the beats bang, still doing my thing. Since I left, ain't too much change. Still,
I'm representing for them gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them corners in them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets, it's the D.R.E.
I'm representing for them gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them corners in them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets, it's the D.R.E. Since the last time you heard from me, I lost some friends. Well, hell, me and Snoop, we dipping again. Kept my ear to the streets, signed Eminem. He's triple platinum, doing 50 a week. Still, I stay close to the heat.